1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. Bobby and Steve Dooley have found themselves in the middle of a lawsuit that involves another couple and the Dugan Fertility Clinic of West Hills. Now, this has to do with an invitation to Thanksgiving dinner, apparently a health issue as to how the meal was prepared, and the overall subject of this couple, these friends of Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, having a hard time conceiving. And I bring on Bobby Dooley from West Hills. Bobby, thanks for, Ms. Dooley, thanks for joining us and your husband.
Thank you, Phil.
Can we mention the name of the other couple?
Phil, they are Lori and Ben Quenzel.
Lori and Ben, do you know how to spell that?
I think it is Quentzel.
Lori and Ben Quenzel.
Yes, and we have known the Quenzels for as long as we've lived in this neighborhood. And this is really an issue that revolves around the health and safety of my family.
Why?
We were invited to Thanksgiving dinner at their home. We trade off each year. 1 year we have it at our home. Last year we hosted it. This year it would be at their house. And we were looking forward to it. But I also knew that they were having trouble conceiving. They have been trying to have a child for the last 7 or 8 months. And I don't know why it hit me, but I woke up about 2 weeks ago in the middle of the night, almost in a cold sweat. And I realized, as the result of their efforts to have a child, some couples use, and they might use as well, a turkey baster. Now, that is to facilitate the process for couples that can't have children.
The use of a turkey baster is used by some fertility clinics?
Some couples that cannot have a child. That is correct.
So tell me what you're afraid of and tell me what the basis of this problem with this other couple is. Best, I want, on a technical note.
Well, Phil,
hold on a technical note, I just lost my server here. I just want to let my staff know that I lost my server on my show screening. So what, we're going to take care of a technical matter, Ms. Dooley, but go ahead and tell me what it is that you're afraid of.
What we're afraid of is that this turkey baster that they use to baste their turkey with is the same one that 12 or 14 hours earlier might have actually been inside of a very dear friend of mine.
And you're afraid that the turkey baster they're using for their turkey?
These are the things that worry a mother who cares about her children. And these are the things that my husband told me might be important for us to talk about and important for us to bring to the attention of our attorney.
All right, so we have tied together a lot of different things. The turkey baster, that my understanding is, yes, some couples who are infertile use this. As a way of what, propelling?
Propelling the seed into to a place where it can fertilize a woman. But to utilize the same turkey baster that you would use to inseminate an individual and actually also use that the very next night to baste your turkey.
I don't know. But if they're having trouble conceiving, why would they use a turkey baster?
I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of you. Turkey basters, Phil, are sometimes used by couples that cannot conceive.
Okay, because it, as you said, propels the seed. Why would they need this? Why would this couple need this when there's a man in the relationship? You understand?
Yes. My husband thinks the reason why they need this, and we put two and two together, is because he thinks Ben Quenzel is not physically strong enough to propel it the way a turkey baster can.
And he's not athletic.
And that's my husband, Steve.
That he's not what, sir?
He's not very athletic.
Ben is not athletic. Steve, just my husband has repeatedly invited him to racquetball, rollerblading. The two of them, just a couple of men rollerblading, bonding. He wanted to bond with him, but apparently Ben's not athletic. And Steve believes that because Ben is not athletic,
I don't think he's very athletic. I don't think he got a job.
He doesn't think he can get the job done. And putting two and two together, that's when I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I remember, excuse me.
So he's not athletic, so they have to use a turkey baster to get her pregnant, and you're frightened that they're using the same turkey baster.
Yes. And
How do you know about... Let me give our phone number out, first of all, here. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about a couple that they're involved in a legal fight with, having to do with their using a turkey baster for their Thanksgiving dinner that might have also been used by this couple for artificial insemination purposes. Do you have any proof that this was going to happen?
So right now, we cannot afford to be idle.
We can't afford to be idle like in Afghanistan. The terrorists never happened.
We can't afford to be idle. If we were idle as a country and September 11th happened, how can I be idle as a mother and allow my children to go to this home to eat this food that has been...
That's on the spoon.
Yes, has been basted with a man's...
All right, okay. Let's hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. How do you know about couples using a turkey baster?
For
the purposes of conception.
Jenny Jones did a series of shows on infertile couples and how embarrassing it is to be infertile. I'm sure there's nothing more... A lot of women can relate to how embarrassing it would be to actually be infertile. It would just be embarrassing. I don't think the only thing that would be more embarrassing, I guess, would be to have breast cancer. That would be really embarrassing. And you'd really have to live that down with your friends for a long time. But they mentioned the fact that infertility is embarrassing, and so a lot of couples are using turkey basters. And so that's when we did it.
That's when we put two and two together, Phil. If I ate dinner from a turkey that was basted with something that was parked inside a woman, that's like adultery.
It could be something like adultery.
How do you make that leap, that it's like adultery? You're eating a turkey that was basted with a turkey baster that was also used for artificial insemination, and you're afraid that you're committing adultery?
Yes, because if you think about it, that it...
No, I don't understand. I can understand how you having a concern about the health of the individuals involved. What's that got to do with adultery?
Because if it had inside of it that man's seed, and then I'm eating the turkey...
That's like she gave him oral sex.
That's like she gave him oral sex.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. Apparently a Jenny Jones special on infertile couples led them to believe that a turkey baster being used by friends of theirs to baste their turkey could also have been used to, as you put it, had it been inside your best friend 12 hours before.
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686. Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Mrs. Dooley, mm-hmm. I think that you're being mm-hmm. a little bit ignorant about this subject.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You, why don't you ask the person if they're using the turkey baster for their fertilization,
the Jenny
and not assume,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Jenny
and
Jones.
Not assume.
Mm-hmm. The Jenny Jones special that we saw pointed out that a lot of infertile couples do use the turkey baster. And these two people have been attempting to have a child for the last 7 months.
And you don't think that they would have two? Don't you think they would have two separate turkey basters?
I think you need to put two and two together and be on the lookout. And if our country had been a little bit more vigilant, then 9/11 wouldn't have happened. And
no, but why don't you do what the lady said? Why don't you ask them?
I think it's very embarrassing for a couple to be infertile, and I don't want to increase their embarrassment.
But if you're good friends with them and you've had with them before in the past, then you should be comfortable enough to ask them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think you're being
ignorant in this mm-hmm. situation.
I think if you put two and two together.
You got to put two and two together.
I think you mm-hmm. have too much time on your mm-hmm. hands if that's all you're thinking about.
Well,
Kim,
let me ask you something, Kim. Are you telling me then, knowing a friend of yours is infertile and the possibility that they're using a turkey baster, you'd go ahead and eat?
The thought would never even cross my mind that they're using the same turkey baster to baste turkey as to baste themselves.
As to what?
I can't believe I would never even think about them using the same mm-hmm. turkey baster
mm-hmm.
to baste themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hang around with people like that.
This shows you what you know. You don't baste yourself. You use it for insemination.
Well, I was referring to insemination,
mm-hmm.
but I was using basting as a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were trying to be funny, and this is really not funny. And it is really about a couple fighting to be fertile and fighting to have a child. And me walking into their kitchen, I might as well put my lips around the end of that baster and suck on it.
Turkey? Why don't you offer to make the turkey?
Because they've already made preparations.
I think
here's
you're
about
being a little
baster,
ignorant about the
whole
situation.
What is that, Steve?
That's the baster.
That's the baster. And I guess you want me to walk into that kitchen, wrap my lips around the end of it, and just start sucking it. Is that it?
I didn't say that at all.
Well, you're making intimations.
I don't think the lady is intimating that at all. She's saying, she's making some pretty good points. Thank you, Kim. A, ask your friends, are they using the baster?
Oh, and how do you do that? How do you go into your best friend and say, excuse me, that baster that you're basting the turkey with, did you have that up inside of you last night?
I'm sure, Mr. Henry. You have to be some kind of ignorant ass.
Will you quit playing with the baster?
I want you to know what it sounds like.
1-800-449-8686. I don't begrudge a family wanting to be careful when it comes to the health of their kids, because they have three kids. I don't begrudge a man and a woman wanting to use a turkey baster for insemination purposes. I have a hard time understanding how you make a leap. Uh-oh, they're infertile. They must be trying to have a kid and using the turkey baster to do that. I don't want to have Thanksgiving dinner at their house. If I'm laughing, forgive me. I don't mean to laugh, and I certainly don't mean to laugh in the face of other people's pain.
Mr. Henry, I find that disingenuous. You're laughing, and then you're apologizing for it. My family's health is at stake.
Your family? Well, what are you talking about, man? They're going to use a turkey baster that was used for the insemination of a woman, and you're afraid that what? They're going to get the clap? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
That's awesome.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. All right, I know what the turkey baster sounds like. Mr. Dooley and Ms. Dooley is with me. They are refusing to have Thanksgiving dinner at their friend's home. These are friends who are trying to have a child, and they are frightened that they may be using their turkey baster for insemination purposes, and that as a result it may also be used for the turkey. I mean, a lot of this stuff, this is a lot of information.
Well, Phil, it is a lot of information. We are afraid that they could have easily used the same turkey baster. Lori and Ben are under a lot of pressure, mainly because Ben
had no pressure.
Ben, we are afraid, may not be able to get to send it up. And
because he won't play racquetball with your husband, that's what I'm hearing. Because you don't think he's athletic.
Not athletic.
Why? Because he won't go rollerblading with you?
I do a lot of athletic things. You're not athletic.
Why do you keep playing with that turkey baster? I know that that's what it sounds like.
Phil, what we are simply asking is this. We don't want to have to eat Thanksgiving dinner at their home if we are afraid that they had that turkey baster parked up inside of Lori.
And then don't eat dinner at their house.
But they were going to have us over there and serve us turkey from a baster that 12 hours before, Ben was on his knees in between Lori's...
Okay, man, we don't need the graphic description of how it's done. Here is Heidi on the Phil Henry Show. Heidi, go ahead.
Hi, Ms. Dooley. I have a couple
mm-hmm.
of comments for you.
Mm-hmm.
My first comment is that
mm-hmm.
you have no proof at all
mm-hmm.
that they're even using a turkey
mm-hmm.
baster,
mm-hmm.
let alone that they're using the same one to baste the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling these people your friends,
yeah.
but if you think that
mm-hmm.
they would do something like that to you,
mm-hmm.
then you are clearly not their friend
no,
and they're not
think,
yours.
I don't think it's anything that they know about. In other words, there are some people who don't know about hygiene and don't know about what is hygienic. And I think it's logical for a lot of people.
Well,
to
what
take,
proof
to use
do you have that she's even using
Wait
a
minute.
Turkey baster?
First of all, Heidi, if our country had been more vigilant.
Okay, well, we don't bring
please,
up
please, please,
No, I have a right.
Please.
I have a right. If our country had been more vigilant at 9/11, we wouldn't be sitting here today talking about Osama bin Laden. And what I am saying is we need to be vigilant.
Well,
we all need to be vigilant. And if there is one chance that my children will be eating turkey from a bird that was basted with something that had been shoved up in...
We're shocked about it, Phil.
I understand, but I got to tell you that I think it's a total disgrace to even make the comparison to the 9/11
mm-hmm.
attack.
Absolutely.
It's a total disgrace to all those thousands mm-hmm. of people who have died and our soldiers who are over there fighting in war right
now.
Wait a minute.
We are proud of our soldiers. My husband and I are very patriotic.
But you're talking about a turkey baster, ma'am.
Your problem with a turkey baster.
You're talking about a turkey mm-hmm. baster, and you have no proof that it was even in the locations that you're suggesting that it was.
Well.
And you have no proof that it was the same turkey baster. It's going to be used to baste the turkey. If you're so concerned, go rummage through her drawers and see if she has two. Otherwise, don't complain about it. And I got
to
tell you...
Bring over another turkey baster when you're invited
exactly.
to their house. Bring over...
Oh, that would look great. Hi, Heidi.
And I got
to
tell you
something
else.
Thank you very much for inviting us to your home. I brought another turkey baster in case you were playing with yourself.
Well, if you're that concerned, ma'am, don't go. But I got to tell you, nobody has ever died from giving oral sex or swallowing, so I'm sure no one's going to die here. Thank you for your time.
Can I mention something to you, Heidi?
Why
was it when I had lunch with Lori the other day, she opens up her utensil drawer and she smiles? Why?
You know, I smile when I cook and open my utensil drawer, too, and I don't use a turkey baster.
What do you don't ever use a turkey baster?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Don't use it
and
for insemination purposes?
That's none of your business, Mr. Dooley. The two of you are asking some inappropriate questions.
Exactly, and the fact of the matter is,
what is that?
That's how a turkey baster sounds.
I know what a turkey baster sounds like. Put that thing away from the phone, okay?
But that's what it sounds like.
It
makes
Phil,
a distinctive
sounds like
sound.
To me that these people are the ones that are obsessed with the turkey baster, not the other couple.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, I'm going to let Heidi go because she needs to go on with her life here.
Get a and life.
So I don't have a life.
If you're sweating a turkey baster, be it up inside your best friend as you've been putting it for the last 20 minutes and you don't want to eat at their house, here is Ann on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Ann.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. I just can't believe where you mm-hmm. people are coming from. At number one, to refer...
I'd have to ask Ann to watch her language, please, okay?
Okay, excuse me. But mm-hmm. I have just been listening to this, and it's just incredible.
I understand.
If there's people like this mm-hmm. out there, I'm scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
But for to say, to mm-hmm. begin with, mm-hmm. that to be mm-hmm. infertile is embarrassing, mm-hmm. is sad to mm-hmm. be infertile. To say that to have breast cancer is embarrassing... That to have breast cancer is tragic. It's not embarrassing.
No, I know what you mean. A friend of mine
That's
got breast.
That's a terrible
a
thing
friend
to
of
say.
Mine, a friend of mine came down with breast cancer, and she was terribly embarrassed, but also sad.
Well, of
but
course,
she was,
sad and not embarrassed. I wouldn't be embarrassed. And
you
did
wouldn't.
I hear you say something about a lawsuit? Have you got some kind of legal proceeding
if
going against people?
If they force me to eat turkey,
that was. You, how,
Based
stay away.
With something that the man had his stuff in.
Oh, just stay away. You are ridiculous. I mean, are
I'm
you
ridiculous.
A grown-up person?
What, I'm not going to have my wife be eating no turkey that a man had his thing in.
And all you can say is, I think you're ridiculous. It's just sick. I mean, and he's not athletic. That doesn't have anything to do with being able to get a woman pregnant.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Ann, for bringing that up.
He doesn't play racquetball with me or anything. And you got to force my
wife. Well, I can understand why he doesn't do anything with you. I wouldn't do anything with you either, and I mean anything.
Excuse me, my husband is very athletic.
I'm not going to have that man.
That's got nothing to do with
I'm
anything.
I'm not having that man force my wife to eat cream of turkey.
Oh, well, then stay away.
Jesus.
Stay home. Go do something else. I mean, it's that simple, folks. Like Heidi said,
mm-hmm.
I don't. When
mm-hmm.
I cook a turkey,
mm-hmm.
I do not use a baster. You don't even know if she uses a baster when she cooks her turkey. So how can you even worry about it? Nobody. Would you use the
Do you
same,
have children? Do you have children?
Would you use the same
no,
baster
just ask, do you
for
have
the
chil-
two
do you,
purposes?
Do you have a child?
Why would you think other people would?
Well, then you must have used a baster to...
You know who's...
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Bobby and Steve Dooley performed by me. The sound of the turkey baster also performed by me. And the people that called in, they thought they were real people, and they talked to them about turkey basting and being able to conceive a child and all of those things. They relate, don't they? 1-800-449-8686. Just another classic half hour on the Phil Hendry Show. Lack of snow cancels World Cup event. I got to be careful how I say this, so let me just go into this as delicately as I can. I don't dig skiing or skiers. Now, snowboarding is something that I've wanted to try for a couple of years. My wife thinks that I shouldn't because at my advanced age. I dig it. And everybody says the same thing. Oh, man, snowboarding, watch out. You will break an arm, you'll break a leg, you'll break your head. Yeah, dude, that's like the first time I got a tattoo. Oh, don't get a tattoo. It'll be the most painful thing. Makes me think that the world is comprised about 80 to 90% of nothing but the most, like, pussies. You know, just they got this pain thing. Half the stuff that people told me would hurt never hurt. Like the time I bent over in jail to get the bar of soap, the guy said... It was fine. Remember the first time you got a tat? You all you guys that have tats, right? All my listeners have tats. Remember the first time you got a tat? Look at that. Chris is all sleeved up in there. I ain't got that kind of tat. I got my little one that I got when I was like 19 up there at Inkslingers in Santa Barbara. But anyway, they said, oh, it's so painful. You'll have to get drunk. Anyway, they say I don't go snowboarding. Well, I'm going to go snowboarding. I want to take up that sport. It looks like it's a gas, man. And if you go to the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill, go over to the sushi bar at the Landing, which is the finest sushi bar. And I'm always giving them free plugs. Do you think that makes it any easier for me to get a table at the bar? No. But anyway, I'm joking. You guys who work there, you know I'm kidding. These cats show snowboarding. They show these extreme videos of guys like... First, it'll be a snowboarding video. Then it'll be another video of guys getting into a fight at a party. Then another video of a guy throwing up into a garbage can. Then another video of some guy kayaking down a waterfall, down a 100-foot waterfall, right? So they had a video that it was the funniest thing I ever saw in my life. It's some guy in a Pink Panther outfit. Have you seen that one? The guy's in a Pink Panther outfit, and he spends the whole day snowboarding, then gets into his late model Chevy, his two-tone Chevy, drives to the bar, goes into the bar, asks chicks if he can see their breasts, and he's in the Pink Panther outfit. So girls are lifting up their tops. He's feeling up these women. Then he starts breakdancing. Then the next thing you see is the guy's getting into his car, and he's splitting in his Pink Panther outfit just down the road. I'm going, if that's the life of a snowboarder, that's for me. But skiing, I never been able to hang with skiers. I never was able to get with that whole thing, that whole impatient, oh, hey, come on, man, you're holding up the lift line. Come on. That whole, it's kind of like the world of golf. Everybody's Tiger Woods. Everybody knocks it 350 yards. And if you don't hit it off the tee, sweet, well, you're wasting everybody's time. And could you hurry up your play and all that baloney? I got no time for that anymore, man. That's why I quit golfing, basically. I just, you know, I golf as good as I golf. And if I'm golfing too slow for you, go pound sand, Jim. Now, this snowboarding thing looks cool because they don't care how crappy you snowboard. You can fall down like a dumbass, and you can sit there and drink like a man at the lodge later on, elbow to elbow with all the other guys that know how to do it, because everybody's just a total, you know, stoner anyway. Everybody's high anyway. What difference does it make? So I saw this lack of snow cancels World Cup event. And I thought, well, that's good. That's a good thing. And then I saw where the ongoing problems they're having with the Winter Olympics. As you all know, none of us enjoy the Winter Olympics. As we all know, there isn't a one of us that likes to watch the Winter Olympics, except maybe for the hockey. And even that's gotten dull. It used to be so, so absolutely boss to watch the U.S. and the Soviet Union. That was just sweet. Can we beat them? Will we beat them? You know, the Soviet Union hockey guys had come out on the ice, man, in their big red uniforms. They looked like badasses. They looked like, you don't know whether they were they men, were they manufactured on an assembly line? And here comes the little U.S. skaters out onto the ice, a bunch of clowns from Minnesota, a bunch of guys from the Iron Range. Could we beat them? Could we beat them? Was it, you know, what was going to happen? It was really awesome. Now, of course, ever since we won the Cold War, we kick ass on everybody. Well, the Canadians kick our ass in hockey, but the Swiss, who are the guys that are big? The Czechs and the Swedish and the Russian, the Finns. So it doesn't make any difference. And then what's left? There's nothing left. Figure skating is over. Do you finally understand? Figure skating is over. Tonya Harding stuck a shank in its back and buried it. Buried it forever. I know about Nancy Kerrigan with the horses of horse teeth. I got it. What else? There ain't nothing else, man. The bobsled is jive, and that includes the Jamaicans. What do you mean it's okay? And the luge blows, just because it's a guy laying on his back going down on a frickin' piece of cardboard. But now, talk about having a problem. Not only were nobody looking forward to the Winter Olympics in the first place, now this 9/11 thing, nobody is even thinking about the Winter Olympics to the point where they're thinking about canceling it. Now, I say this with all due respect to my very fine listeners in Salt Lake City, great people, but come on. Why don't you guys just have it for you, and a few of us will show up. The Utah, you know, the folks, they'll go. Yeah, they're thinking about not having it. Craig looked at me with a big moo cow eyes like he was caught in a freaking headlights going, really? Yeah, they may not have it, man. They don't want, you want to know why? Because the biggest customer for tickets usually is Afghanistan, and they can't afford it this year. Afghanistan, by the way, is bringing in a bobsled team. That's going to be a marvelous thing. Northern Alliance bobsled team is just great. The Taliban has a luge entry this year. And, oh, yeah, the Taliban is going to be entering in the biathlon. Oops, did we shoot one of their athletes? Oh, well. But you know what I'm talking about with skiing? Do you ski? Will you ski? You're from Canada, Janice. You don't ski? Not me, brother, but I'm doing that snowboarding thing just as soon as I get my Pink Panther suit. Okay, here is Gary on the Phil Hendry Show. Gary?
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
I've been listening to you for a long time since you were down in Miami, and sometimes when I listen to the news, I think maybe I listen to you a little too much. What I was thinking about is the other day when they had an airplane that was going into Washington National, and the marshal jumped up, and he grabbed somebody who was going to the bathroom, and he had everybody with their hands up in the air, and I was just kind of waiting for them to say his name was Jay Santos.
Oh, you're kidding. Did that happen? I didn't read that.
Yeah, and he had everybody with their hands up in the air, and he terrorized the whole airplane, and ended up, the guy was just going to the bathroom.
This was a marshal. This was one of the newly hired marshals.
Right, right. And I thought that it would have been Jay Santos, and he was zip-strapped the whole crew and everything, you know. And then today I heard him talking about this lady that, or a doctor talking about this new birth control device where it gives you birth control for a week, but they said it didn't work on women over 200 pounds. So I expected...
Sound like a Jay Santos bit there, too.
No, I expected one of your doctors to say, well, we don't think they need it over 200
pounds. I didn't hear that air marshal story, man. Thanks for calling. Well, that's really comforting to know. Did you hear the thing on 60 Minutes? We got Border Patrol agents, one a day, getting charged with some felony. One a day. United States federal officers. See, these are American police. If they were Mexican cops, I'd understand it, of course. If they were any other cop, American cops are supposed to be the standard for the world. They're supposed to be the standard of professionalism for the world. One a day, the scumbags working down there are getting charged with some felony. We just got to hire more cops, I guess. And you got to train them better. And you got to throw them into this job. A lot of those Border Patrol guys are applying for the job of air marshal. So there you go. That must have been one of the former Border Patrol guys. He got, I guess, run out of town on a rail down there, man, just rousting the people coming across the Rio Grande or the Uo Grande or Y'all Grande or the Y'all Come River. And now he's up there in the airplane having people, he's got them spread eagle against the bulkhead because some guy's got to take a crap. Good God. Look it, you'll know a guy's trying to hijack the plane when he says he wants to hijack the plane, and not until then. Getting up to go to the can is getting up to go to the can. Now, the other thing on the other side of that whole story is don't get up to go to the can when they tell you to sit down with your seatbelt on. These air marshals are so bored of catching people crossing the border with five pairs of jeans on that as soon as they see some guy getting up to take a nice, healthy dump, the guy suddenly is under arrest. Well, you know, I knew this was going to happen. I mean, everything that's shaken down after 9/11, everybody, you know, everybody's freaked out. Everyone's jumping. Everyone, you know, everybody's jumpy. I mean, what a jumpy bunch of stumbling, you know, whatever Joe Pesci called Spider and Goodfellas. That's what we is. Remember Pesci and Goodfellas? Yeah, stumbling, muttering, and then he shoots him in the foot. Anybody, did you see the Sopranos episode where Michael Imperioli gets shot in the foot? Oh, no, he shoots another guy in the foot? Ah, it's all fantastic. It's out on DVD, second season. Check it out. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget about our website, philhenryshow.com. And don't forget that it's just a few moments, we're going to have Radio Free Afghanistan for you. Our Radio Free Afghanistan, by the way, is funny as opposed to most of the ones that a lot of other guys are doing. Ours has actually got a couple of kicks going on in it. So check that out. That's just moments away. Let's check out our poll. Cool series of photos to take. Would you rather see a soldier carrying Bin Laden's head out of a cave, Britney Spears showering, a nuke hitting Baghdad, or Pamela Anderson getting undressed? I say a nuke hitting Baghdad. I don't know what you'd like to see. Right now, Britney Spears getting a shower, 46% over Bin Laden's head coming out of that cave, either rolling or being carried out by a soldier, 33%. Would you like to see his head rolling out of a cave or being carried out by a Marine? Rolling out, I think, would be more. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Just all of a sudden you see the an explosion and then his head just rolling right out of the cave. Just hitting some pins, yeah. Hey, there you go. Paint your bowling ball like Bin Laden's mug. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Kabul. It's Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java, the number one morning show in Kabul with Radio Free Afghanistan.
All right, thanks a lot, Rush. Special thank you, everybody. Welcome back.
West of Kandahar, dial one.
Oh, cut that stick out. Jesus. Don't do the heart bell stick, though.
Hey, everybody, it's 52 at the hour. This is Radio Free Afghanistan. This is Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java. Say hey!
Hey!
All right. Osama bin Laden is along with us this morning. How you doing, Osama?
Real good.
You look tired. What'd you do this weekend?
I'm trying to keep my ass alive, you know.
I know. They got the daisy cut, everything. Are you in Kandahar? Where are you?
Well, right now I'm here.
No, I know. But where are you now?
Oh, yeah, Kandahar.
What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, you know, I took the kids to...
You go do a movie?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I took the kids to Monsters, Inc. And went to Blockbuster, you know.
It's getting hot for you, so I'm not going to, belabor the point, but your ass is pretty much dead, isn't it?
Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, but anyway, I think it's good to have you with us, and as long as we can have you with us, it's going to be a good thing.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to put a bummer. Come here, give me a hug.
Oh, Jesus, you're talking about me getting killed and stuff.
No, come here. I want to hug you. Yeah. You're all right. You're going to be fine. You know, I don't know what's in Pakistan. What's your next move?
I don't know, Somalia or something.
Well, you make the move. Don't worry. Quit with the long face. You know, you're ugly enough, you know, with the long face there. All right, 553 here. Okay, this is Radio Free Afghanistan. I got Jimmy Ricky someplace out there. Jimmy, tell me what... Whoa, let me find out. Jimmy Ricky, I've got the traffic for us. Jimmy, what's it look like?
Right now, Kabul, Kandahar, all kind of daisy cutting, everything like that. There's a mule cart that's open. There's a mule pathway open and a bike lane. And I think that's about the best way into town this morning because everything else. Actually, there's no traffic because nobody owns a car. Jimmy Ricky here, traffic.
All right, Jimmy's making jokes. There's no traffic because nobody owns a car. That's a funny one.
Okay, I want to bring on a serious... I want to... Osama, you do the clubs?
Yeah, I do. I like to dance with...
Which wife?
I like to dance with all the wives.
Okay. I want to bring on here Abdullah Dabuli. He's from Parliament House. And I want to make the statement now, 54 after the hour, by the way, Radio Free Afghanistan. The gay scene is back in Kabul. The homosexual, everything, the gay night, you know, of all the stuff that had to go underground, you know, during Taliban, the gay thing.
Yeah, that's pretty dead.
That's right. But the gay scene is back. And Abdullah Dabuli, welcome to Radio Free Afghanistan. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I just love the idea you cats are back, you know, and...
Well, it's great. Parliament House is back open.
Now, that was where all the cats hung in those days, and of course, we're going to talk about the lesbians here in a minute, but the gay scene in Kabul, what was it like?
Oh, it was wonderful. Before the Taliban?
Before the Taliban, yeah.
Oh, it was wonderful. We had a nightlife. We had... it was a free time, you know. We finally got a lot of the STD under control. Everybody was using rubbers. Everything was good. Long-standing, committed relationships. And, of course, a great time in the clubs, in the scenes, the restaurants. The Taliban came in, and, you know...
That is bad for you, yeah?
Oh, yes, that's bad. They say they don't dig gays, but, you know, they're all giving it to boys and everything. But they didn't do it in the open, and that was the thing.
All right. Tell me about Parliament House. Big gay club in Kabul opening up tonight, right?
That is right. Tonight, Parliament House features 2-for-1 drink happy hour, 2 sittings, 8 and 10 p.m. Tonight, Parliament House proud to present Judy Garland Night, Drag Night, and we'll have gay bingo at midnight.
All right, so the scene's back.
Scene is back. We're all just excited about that. And Times of Harvey Milk, you know, is going to be on at 1.
All right, that's fantastic. And again, you're a great guy, you know, for a gay guy. And
Well, we want to see you over there, Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java, your number one morning show, Afghanistan.
Well, just so nobody thinks I'm a powder puffer or something like that, you know, because...
No, I know. You're a good man.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Now, I want to direct my attention to... And I want to thank Midge Abdullah for coming down from the Lesbian Alliance of Kabul. Her restaurant is the Amelia Earhart in downtown Kabul. And Midge, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Midge, the Lesbian Alliance of Kabul... this is out of sight, and I know that a lot of the chicks,
Yeah, we had a tough time.
Where are most of the dykes from here? There's just in a, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Afghanistan has...
No, Afghanistan, I know, has got a lot of dykes, but where are the,
Well, the Chechnyans are,
Is that right? Now, you were married, right?
I was married to a guy named Bill, and, it wasn't fulfilling for me, so,
All right. So what's going on at Amelia Earhart's your club?
That's right. The Amelia Earhart is the first full-service lesbian bar in Kabul. We have 15 satellite dishes and 10 indoor television sets at any one time, every NFL game. All the NHL scores and highlights. We have chicken wings, hot, spicy mustard dogs. 15 different kinds of domestic and imported beers, and we're just inviting all the girls to come down and, you know, just kind of enjoy it.
What's going on tonight?
Tonight we have our flag football and fast pitch tournament, and then a midnight show, Suzanne Westenhofer, who isn't funny, but Margaret Cho is.
All right, all the dykes coming out, go down there tonight to Amelia Earhart, downtown Kabul. This is Radio Free Afghanistan, Jumpin' Jovial Johnny.